99.7, 1220 AM. This program is sponsored by the Better Living Health Food Store, located at 1706 Highway 70 West in Camden. Their hours of operation are Sunday through Thursday, Monday through Thursday, Friday from 9 until 1.
What's your name again, Mike?
Michael Kramarczyk.
Okay. Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, listeners. We do have a special guest with us. Michael from Liposet would like to welcome you to the Better Living Radio program, Michael.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. You've been with us previously, but still we want to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and just why should the folks listen to you this morning? Michael. Now give me your last name again, Michael, so we get it straight.
Kramarczyk. It's 10 letters, 2 vowels, and not the easiest one to say.
Yes, sir. I'll keep it with Michael. I'll stick with Michael.
Everybody else.
All right. So the issue that we're faced with it is cholesterol. People are going to the doctors and they're getting the sad news that your cholesterol is way, way too high. And the treatment of choice is medication and so on. Now, what is the issue with cholesterol? Why is cholesterol bad when our bodies make it, when we can't do without it?
We absolutely do need some cholesterol. That's completely true. Absolutely true. Yes, our bodies do need some cholesterol. The problem is with when you start factoring in the cholesterol that we add to what our body produces, and that's added through diet, then that's when we start getting into a little bit of trouble. Our livers can sort out some of that cholesterol that we're adding, but most of us add more than the liver can actually handle. Mm-hmm. And so that's when we start seeing increases in our cholesterol numbers as far as what's in our blood because of what gets back into the body after it leaves the liver. Mm-hmm. And then that's really what the critical factor, the liver. Mm-hmm. Cholesterol begins and ends in the liver.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, one of the most efficient processes in the human body mm-hmm. is the liver's ability to produce precisely the amount of cholesterol that specific body requires.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And again, that's where we get in trouble, because we add to that through diet. And not mm-hmm. all of us have the most active lifestyle. Not all of us have the best diets. And so more and more cholesterol gets added to what our body produces.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we started getting into trouble.
Yeah. What is the standard? What are they looking for, the numbers-wise, as far as your person's cholesterol, to consider normal?
Well, that is absolutely a moving target. if you ask somebody that same question,
I remember the days when it was said to be 100 plus your age was norm.
That was a trend for several years, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, like I said, I shouldn't even say most, but many of the doctors that we work with on a regular basis here, they start having those conversations with their patients at the 200, 210, 220 range.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, I mean, there's some that are under that, certainly, but most of the practitioners that we work with, they start having those conversations around 200 to 220, 200 to 230.
Okay.
As far as, okay, we need to address this.
Okay. All right. So if the cholesterol is too high, above the most accepted limits of the medical society, what is the danger if our cholesterol gets too high in our blood that we might be faced with?
Oh, all kinds. Thrombosis, blockages, fatty deposits that can calcify, high blood pressure, heart disease, heart attack.
Okay.
The list of risks of having high cholesterol there's nothing on it that's very gentle or mild to be considered. There are pretty stiff consequences of having too high of cholesterol issue. Too high of a cholesterol level, I should say.
Mm-hmm. So that comes with a built-in motivation system to get your cholesterol in the right range.
Certainly.
So folks are willing to listen to the doctor, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And so if a person went to their doctor, cholesterol is high, what is the most likely recommendation that will be given them?
For just about every medical doctor there is.
Okay.
I mean, the vast, vast, vast majority.
Now,
it's going to be the go-to, and I'm using air quotes over the radio, so forgive me, the go-to remedy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not much of a remedy. It's more of a management tool. But that management tool comes with some pretty stiff consequences.
Mm-hmm.
You look up long-term side effects from Lipitor, Zocor, Crestor, any statin.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a short list. It's a very, very long list of all kinds of different consequences, ranging from upset stomach and difficult sleeping to liver failure. Kidney failure. There's all kinds of different consequences for long-term use of statins.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of different consequences to consider.
Wow. So, but it's been used over and over again, year in and year out. So that means the folks, their eyes or ears are either closed or it's doing something to bring the numbers down or to manage the number, as you said.
Yeah, oftentimes it is helping manage that number.
Manage that number.
Part of that is our own doing, actually. Again, we don't have the best diets. We don't have the best activity levels. We don't want to change the way we live.
Mm-hmm.
So we need something to help our bodies cope with the way that we live.
Mm-hmm.
That's where things like statins come in. They don't fix the problem. They don't repair the condition.
Right.
They just help make the condition more tolerable to the body that's experiencing that issue.
Is there... there is probably some consequences of not listening to the body and keep pushing the numbers within a certain norm limit without changing the underlying cause, at some point the balloon probably will explode.
And it does happen. It may happen in a manner that relates to cholesterol, but it may happen in a manner that doesn't have anything to do with cholesterol at all. Just from taking the management tool that you're using, like a statin, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, I spoke with a woman. She was, she had somewhat high cholesterol. cholesterol numbers. Her doctor had her all worried about it, and it was a huge concern. She was really scared, and she got on a statin, and wouldn't you know it, 2 months later, she was a full-blown diabetic. She wasn't diabetic before. She wasn't pre-diabetic. She had no blood sugar concerns at all, but she had complete and total liver failure within 2 months of starting on a statin. I'm not saying it's going to happen to everybody, but I can also say, too, that this woman that I'm referring to isn't the very first woman that I've spoken to that dealt with that. It does happen. There are side effects, and some of them are pretty serious.
Wow, that is amazing. So when we look at the situation, the problem is definitely bad on both ends. It's also bad that people don't want to have a high cholesterol floating around in their blood. So therefore, they're willing to do almost anything the professional tell them to do except change their lifestyle. Now,
in most cases, that's exactly right.
Right. So what options are there for bringing down the cholesterol? What are the options that folks have?
Well, there are several. A lot of people will go towards different supplements to try and help manage their cholesterol issues.
Okay.
And some of the more popular ones are things like red yeast rice or niacin or bergamot.
Okay.
All three of which do also pose certain potential risks as well. I mean, red yeast rice is one of the primary active ingredients in a statin. So yes, if you look up the long-term side effects from red yeast rice, it will read very, very similar to the fine print at the end of a Lipitor commercial. Or Zocor, or any statin, for that matter. There are certain side effects that come with some of the things in the natural world as well.
Absolutely.
Red yeast rice, primarily because it is one of the main ingredients in statins, but niacin has certain side effects attached to it. Bergamot, if you're not really careful as far as your diet is concerned, can cause some real serious issues in your stomach and things like that. They all help manage cholesterol numbers, but there is certain consequences that can potentially come from them. That's really where Lipicept shines. Because Lipicept is a product to help support good cholesterol levels.
Yeah.
But it has zero side effects, zero interactions, zero contraindications with anything.
Okay,
you can even be on a statin and take Lipicept, and they will not interact with each other at all.
Okay, we are going to talk about that Lipicept there in a moment. Red yeast rice, niacin, and what was the other one?
Bergamot. Bergamot is a citrus extract.
Okay. It's a citrus extract. And you're saying that all three of these, including the niacin, have some possible side effect. Okay. Is this dose related, the side effects, or just...
Some of the side effects are based on long-term, how long the product's being used. And most of the time, people are taking these products for life. So you're going to get to that point no matter what. So some of them have to do with the length of time they're being used, and some of them have to do more to do with the tolerance level of the person that's taking it. Some people, like in the case of bergamot, like I said, bergamot is actually relatively safe as long as you're watching what you're eating while you're on bergamot. There's certain citrus fruits and things like that, other types of foods that can, that while you're taking bergamot, they can actually cause harm to the person as far as their digestive process, stomach, things like that, kidneys.
Now, as we would look at niacin and say niacin is a B vitamin, B3, and we would not think that niacin, the innocent niacin, would do any harm. I know that's what our listeners would think. And how do you answer that?
Niacin by itself, especially in certain amounts, that's exactly right. But when you're taking niacin for more therapeutic purposes at higher doses, especially for longer periods of time, there's actually one common... And this is usually happens right when you start on it. And it is very common for people to experience what's called the niacin flush.
Right.
Just that alone can really just say, make a good week or two of very uncomfortable for a person.
Okay, yeah, we understand that. I've seen folks get a flush, nice and flush there, that unless they're prepared for it, it kind of scares them a little bit, but that's all right. Nice, and has some wonderful benefits there too as a B vitamin.
It does have some. There are plenty, especially, like I said, at more maintenance-type dosing or health-related wellness-type dosing. When you start upping that dose, especially for a long period of time, that's where you can start seeing different.
Now, would there be a difference between the niacinamide or the no-flush niacin for that purpose?
Well, as far as the initial potential side effects, consequences, certainly if you are able to get a hold of a no-flush niacin, then yes, that would eliminate those early on potential side effects.
All right, okay. All right, let's move on and talk about then. Now, before we go to the liposid, are there lifestyle factors that a person could do that will lower their cholesterol, considering all what we've talked about?
Diet and exercise. Diet and exercise, I'm not talking about, having to start running marathons every single day. I'm certainly not talking about becoming a raw foodist or a vegan.
Okay.
Those aren't the diet and lifestyle changes that myself or any practitioner, for that matter, would be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there are absolute steps. I mean, like for example, the reason why so many products out there are viewed as management type products, not fixes, not repairing the situation, not a cure. Mm-hmm. They are just managing the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it is has a lot to do with diet, because a lot of people think, oh, well, if I'm taking this, it's a get out of jail free card. Now I can go do this. Well,
that's
not necessarily true. I mean, in fact, in most cases, that's not true. So, I mean, just because you're taking a certain product doesn't mean you can go supersize every third meal at McDonald's.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And even sunshine, exposure to sunshine turns the cholesterol to vitamin D, and that helps to lower the cholesterol as well. And there are many other natural things. Like you said, the diet is a major factor with doing that. So there are lifestyle factors. Generally, if a person get on a healthy lifestyle program, drinking plenty of water, they're going to see benefit. But let's talk about the liposet. What is this product, and why is it different and having no side effect as compared to some of the other products we talked about?
Certainly. The biggest reason why it doesn't have the side effects like the other ones do is because it doesn't work like the other ones do.
It doesn't work like the other ones do.
Like the function, basically, like I touched on earlier, I mentioned that one of the most efficient processes in the human body is the liver's ability to produce the right amount of cholesterol for that specific person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way that a statin works, essentially, and there's other factors too, but the primary one is essentially by suppressing that production of cholesterol by the liver,
mm-hmm.
and then trying to some extent to manage the cholesterol that we're having through diet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's the entire function of a statin, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Lipocept doesn't work that way at all. Lipocept embraces the fact that the liver does generally know what it's doing, that the liver is going to produce the cholesterol that that specific body needs, and focuses solely on making the liver more efficient in the way that it accepts the cholesterol that we add through diet, the way that it processes and synthesizes that cholesterol, and most importantly, the way that it redistributes that cholesterol back into the body, making sure that the good cholesterol does go in, but also and more especially making sure the bad cholesterol finds its way out.
Mm.
That's the function of Lipocept, and that's why it doesn't have any side effects, interactions, contraindications of any kind.
Wow, that sounds pretty good that the Lipocept works in that way. What is the magic ingredient? Well, not magic. What is the super ingredient in Lipocept that causes this product combination to be more efficient?
It's the plant cells have been around forever and ever. Plant cells are commonly used in trying to help manage cholesterol issues. So it does have a couple of standards in it, but it really does step far and away from any other product in the category, or in the cholesterol category, is with the inclusion of two ingredients in particular. One of them is called pantothen, which is a highly purified, highly concentrated, and highly absorbable version of pantothene.
Okay.
And the other ingredient is called citral, which is going to be your palm fruit citrus extracts, but not bergamot. So you don't have the dietary restrictions and potential side effects of taking it.
Okay.
But it's those two ingredients that really make the product what it is. And what's really special for us, both of those ingredients are patented. Both of those ingredients are trademarked. Both of those ingredients have reams and reams of long-term, triple-blind, peer-reviewed clinical trials attached to them. And what's really special for us is we are the very first company that has gotten permission from both of those companies to put the two ingredients together in the same formula. Mm. And we're really, really proud of that because both of those ingredients deliver incredibly consistent benefits without side effects time and time and time again.
Okay.
The most recent study that Pantothen, the most recent study that Citronol put out, the most recent study they did, it was a study of 2,600 people. 2,600 people took 300 milligrams per day of Citronol, and they did that for 90 days, and the average cholesterol reduction was 27%.
Okay.
On 2,600 people, the average was 27% in 90 days. That's pretty impressive, especially just by itself.
Okay.
Pantothen's most recent study is actually really cool. They took two groups of 200 people. Mm-hmm. One group of 200 people, they made all the dietary and lifestyle changes. The other group of 200 made no dietary changes at all, yet both groups still saw an 11% drop in their LDL in a period ranging just between 30 and 90 days.
Hmm.
Now, if I had cholesterol issues and I saw an 11% drop in 90 days, let alone 30 for that matter, mm-hmm. I'd be thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think the coolest part of that study is that it was regardless of diet.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, I do. Yeah. I'm a firm believer dietary and lifestyle changes. If you want to make any changes with your cholesterol numbers, mm-hmm. dietary and lifestyle changes is step number one mm-hmm. nearly 100% of the time.
Absolutely.
For just about everybody.
Absolutely.
I'm a huge advocate of that. But to know that there's something out there that's bringing real, tangible, measurable, provable benefits to even those people that aren't doing those changes, I think that's pretty incredible.
Mm.
And those two ingredients alone are a big reason why Lipocept is as reliable as it is.
Okay.
We guarantee that product completely.
So what do you mean?
It's absolutely guaranteed for benefit, and the guarantee is very simple. Check your numbers before, check your numbers after, and if you don't see a difference, we don't want you paying for it, period.
Hmm. How long would a person need to do this trial for?
We recommend a 90-day course on the product. Mm-hmm. You can take it longer. Like I said, there are no side effects. There's no toxicity of any kind. It's not going to hurt you if you do.
Mm-hmm.
But we do recommend a 90-day course on the product. Our guarantee, that applies anyway, even if you just take it for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like doing anything for you. We'll still stand behind it.
Okay.
But we do recommend a 90-day course on the product. And we're seeing something with this product that we've never seen before.
Okay.
With any product that we work with. And that is, we don't sell direct to consumers here. We work with practitioners and retail stores.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we don't sell direct to consumers, we don't really have that tight relationship with them. And certainly, if they have questions and they call us, we're happy to work with them. But we don't have that bond. And with this product, unlike any other, we have consumers that are proactively calling us, saying, hey, I have my before and after blood work from my lab. You need to see this. How do I get this to you? And they're sending us their blood work, their before and after blood work, from independent labs all around the country.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
And the worst results that we've gotten
Worse.
The best results that we've seen, and in the spirit of full disclosure, we have heard better and more pronounced results than this, but as far as what I've actually held in writing in my hands, the best results that we've seen was a 40% drop in 60 days.
Wow.
And there's a whole mass of different ones that have been sent to us that fall in between those two ranges.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's working. It's working with great reliability. We still haven't even, knock on wood, for 3.5 years and over 10,000 bottles out there, we still never even had a return.
Okay.
So it's working, and it's working very consistently for a lot of folks.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm thinking, what happens, person take it for 3 months and they quit, will their cholesterol climb back? Have you had that question?
We have had that question numerous times, and the answer kind of goes back to what we touched on before. The intended benefits of Lipocepta, they are intended to be lasting benefits. But there is an asterisk that I have to put after that sentence, and that is very simply, if you are doing something about it on your own, if you are making some changes in your lifestyle, you can't take someone who, they get home from work or whatever, they sit on the couch with a bag of potato chips and they binge watch, 20 episodes of their favorite show. That person's probably not going to have lasting benefits as opposed to someone who, eats their dinner, a sensible dinner, eats it and goes out for a walk or a short bike ride or goes and plays with their kids or whatever the case may be. That person is probably going to have better chances of seeing lasting benefit than the other.
Okay. Because we also know that as far as with the cholesterol coming in through the diet, comes in from animal product. So if a person is eating steak and potato 3 meals a day and it comes down with the product, there's a possibility that if they make no changes with that steak and potato 3 times a day, that it may climb back up.
Certainly. Yeah, if you switch your diet to leafy greens, then, like I said, become a raw foodist, then it's a lock. Your cholesterol is not going to go back up.
That's right.
Well, I guess there could be genetic predispositions that might make that go back up, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But for most people, yes. If they were to do that, yeah, there'd be lasting benefit for sure.
Okay.
Yes, if you're eating bacon and eggs for every meal, that's going to obviously
Snow
go the other way.
That's right.
But but that doesn't mean you can't ever have bacon and eggs, or you can't ever have steak and potatoes. It's just a question of, are you doing it every meal, are you doing it every day, or are you doing it once a week and mixing in other things? It's okay to do some. It's when we go over that's when we start getting into trouble.
Okay. So let's see now, what is the instruction? How is this Lipocept taken?
Lipocept is a 120 capsule bottle, and it's taken 2 capsules, 2 times a day, with food. You have to take it with food, otherwise the plant cells won't get where they need to go.
Okay.
So, 2 capsules, 2 times a day, with food. Each bottle is a full 30-day supply. Like I said, we do recommend a 90-day course on the product. But I do have practitioners that recommend it in different ways, and it all depends on the person they're dealing with.
Okay.
If you have someone who you're pretty sure isn't going to be making a whole lot of their lifestyle changes, then that might be a product they just want to be on for life.
Right.
I have some practitioners that just thought out, tell them, take this for 90 days and that's it, you're done.